credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting some email in on the breaks here. Comment about Hillary's wonderful deal with Israel, where you, the American taxpayer, out of the goodness of your heart, are going to buy them about $3 billion worth of state-of-the-art, cutting-edge F-35 warplanes. And in exchange, Israel will stop knocking over Palestinian homes in the West Bank. Of course, they're going to go on knocking over Palestinian homes in East Jerusalem, despite numerous United Nations resolutions calling for the contrary here. And somebody wrote in and said, instead of paying Israel $3 million per month, it's actually $3 million per day, not to build the illegal settlements, why didn't Hillary put a stop on all the donations to Israel every month in which any construction takes place? And you know something? That would be absolutely the smart thing to do. But every time you talk about withholding all this money that is sent from your pocket to Israel, you know, in order to get Israel to basically go along with whatever the United States might want, like, do not shoot our people in the Mediterranean, and you will get the same reply. Oh, the funding to Israel, that's off the table. We can't touch that. That is holy. That is sacrosanct. If we touch that money, God is going to come down and strike us all dead with lightning bolts, or words to that effect. We have Representative Cantor has gone on record publicly assuring Netanyahu that the GOP will stand as a bulwark between the U.S. government and Israel. I'm sorry, I thought the GOP was part of the U.S. government. But they're out there basically saying, we will defend Israel against the United States government. One of the things Cantor wants to do is he wants to move all of the foreign aid to Israel onto a new budget that's not called foreign aid, so that it's impossible to reduce it in the future. And certainly, if it's no longer called foreign aid, it is no longer under the jurisdiction of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act or the Glenn Act, both of which say you're not allowed to send money to countries with nuclear weapons who have not signed the NNPT or submitted to IAEA inspections, both of which apply to Israel. And Cantor's saying, well, we're going to deal with that. We're going to, like, say, we're not going to call it foreign aid anymore. We're going to call it shrunk or love offerings or tithings or whatever, anything that puts it outside the jurisdiction of American law. And this really gets right back to the saying, I had it up on my website up to the election, no government can serve two masters, and Cantor is proving it. He is proving he could care less about America. He's out there to make Israel happy because Israel is Israel. And I think the people who live in Cantor's district, you know, better wake up to the fact that they have a representative in Congress who is not representing them, but is representing a foreign government. Now, we have one more letter that came in real quick regarding the idea of show me the note, which is a trend that seems to be going around the net right now. We asked Bank of America to see the note. We were not behind on payments. We had an attorney demand it for us. We confirmed they received the demand. Bank of America ignored the demand. They sold the note again, simultaneously claiming to have turned us to collection and offering a loan modification application. We live in a non-judicial review state. They will auction off my house in March, and a judge will never even hear the case. We were not behind. They essentially forced the default, and we will lose our house anyway. Warn your readers and listeners about non-judicial review states. There you go. The Bank of America doesn't want the money. The money is rapidly becoming worthless. They want the hard assets, and they'll take them any way they can get them. It is the biggest land snatch in the history of the United States of America. It's a land grab. They're grabbing the houses. They're grabbing the property. They don't want the money. They don't even want the mortgages. As Bernanke turns on that printing press, the paper notes and the mortgages are rapidly becoming worthless. The house is worth much more. The property is worth much more, and the banks are going to grab it. And the U.S. government is letting it happen. We'll be right back.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the total transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my total transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy, and the more I'm thinking about that that email that we got where Bank of America put a house into default and foreclosure just because the homeowners asked to see the note, that actually does make sense, because we have been seeing economic experts saying that if Show Me the Note were to become a major, shall we say, phenomenon, across the general population, that it's going to spell the doom and destruction of the banks who are grabbing all the land. And so if they are just engaged in a massive land snatch with the permission of the United States government, yeah, it's just like the TSA with Meg McLean at the gate. They're going to slap anybody around who speaks back to them and just try and make their lives as miserable as possible as a warning to everybody else. You shouldn't go, you know, shouldn't go in there and talk about, you know, not doing the body cavity search, and shouldn't go in there and talk about Show Me the Note. So that kind of tyranny against the people sort of makes sense. You know, it's like what the IRS does when you go in and you say, you know, I don't think the 16th Amendment was actually ratified, and I have a federal judge rule, you know, statement in a court record in Sullivan versus United States where he says it wasn't ratified. So, you know, where we, and, you know, they'll hit you with like a $20,000 fine just for bringing it up. They won't answer yes or no, but they will hit you with a $20,000 fine just for mentioning in tax court that you doubt the 16th Amendment was actually ratified. That's not due process. That's not justice. That's tyranny. That's the use of fear to keep you in line, to keep you, you know, acting like you believe the lies. Now, apparently, Paul Krugman, who's an economist and a New York Times columnist, was making doing an interview on ABC's This Week with Christiane Amanpour, doing a little roundtable discussion, and basically came out saying that the only way for the U.S. economy to be saved, if you actually still think it can be, is raising taxes massively on all the American people. Ooh, how much fun that would be. And they're getting ready to do it January 1st. January 1st, you're all going to get hit with the biggest single tax increase in American history on January 1. And Krugman went one step further, saying that, you know, it is time to consider death panels. With all this, you know, with the government now having stepped into control medical care, that the government will now need to exercise the right to say who gets to live and who, you know, will be allowed to die because, well, they're just not useful anymore. You know, they're not profit centers. If they're not making tons of money for us, you know, whether it's just time to cut our losses and let them die. And I think this is sort of the extreme of a bias that we're seeing throughout the entire government and the media. They're always talking about austerity. They're talking about the need to cut the deficits. We've got the Deficit Reduction Committee. We've got, you know, S&P saying that if the U.S. government doesn't implement all the Deficit Reduction Committee suggestions, that they're going to lose the AAA credit rating. Well, what are in those deficit reduction suggestions? They're talking about, you know, getting rid of the tax deduction for mortgage interest. They're talking about, you know, lowering Social Security benefits, which we've been warning about for years, raising Social Security taxes, raising the retirement age. These are all things that got the entire French people up in arms and rioting. And by the way, the French are getting ready on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. The French are trying to organize where they're all going to pull all their money out of all the banks all at the same time on the same day, just to make a point that they can do it. So, you know, good for the French here. But basically, the one thing you never hear when you talk about anybody saying austerity and we've got to control spending, they never talk about, you know, stopping all that money going to Israel, four times the entire cost of the Apollo moon program so far, and T-minus counting, I might add, plus all this extra money that they're you know, we already bought them one batch of F-35s, you got to pay for that. Now Hillary's going to give them another batch of F-35s, you know, if they'll stop knocking down homes that don't belong to them. Ooh, what a wonderful way to get the cooperation. This is the country that, you know, attacked a U.S. flagship in May, and our government didn't do anything about that. And then, of course, the cost of the wars themselves. You know, we're looking, we don't know how much these wars have cost. I'm way over trillions of dollars have been wasted on these wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and Somalia and Yemen and Pakistan and wherever else they're trying to, and Iran. They're still drooling over going into Iran. And they don't talk about pulling back on all these bailouts and stimulus and TARP and all these little fancy names, which basically amount to taking trillions of dollars away from the American people and pouring it all over Wall Street. They never talk about reducing in those areas. It's always social spending. It's always infrastructure. It's always the stuff that you actually pay taxes to get. The stuff they spend your taxes on that you don't approve of, blank check, go on, more money for war, more money for Israel, more money for Wall Street, unabated. But the things you actually pay money for, good roads, bridges, flood control, infrastructure, sewage drainage, electrical, you know, infrastructure, you know, clearing out the dead brush so we're not seeing the country burn up every time there's a lightning strike, that's where the cutting is. Social Security, Medicare, the stuff that takes care of you, the taxpayer, is where the axe is falling. The money for themselves and their Wall Street buddies and their buddies over in Israel, full tilt boogie, rock and roll, into warp drive, that's spending. And you need to be aware of it. When you see somebody up there on TV talking about austerity and we've got to fix the debt problem, it's always the stuff you have to give up. You have to give up your Social Security. You have to give up education. You have to give up emergency rooms and hospitals. They never talk about ending these wars that have bankrupted the nation. They never talk about stopping this insane pouring of money all over Israel that Israel uses to go out and make enemies of everybody in the region who wind up hating us because we're paying for the bullets. These other countries don't hate us because we're free. They hate us because when they see their wives and children blown to bloody bits in front of their very eyes, the shrapnel is all stamped "Made in America." And all this money that is being poured all over Wall Street so they don't have to go to jail for the mortgage-backed securities fraud, and they don't have to give up their bonuses from the collapse of the derivatives scandal. Nobody talks about pulling back on that. And even that's not enough. Bernanke's cranking up that printing press, which is going to be an invisible tax on us all because it's making all of the money that we've already earned, the money that we're earning now, worth less and less and less and less. That's why the banks are grabbing the homes. They know those mortgages aren't going to be worth anything. As we go into hyperinflation, doesn't matter if you're making your payment on time, it's not worth anything to the banks. You know, if you're paying $1,000 a month on your mortgage, and it looks like a lot of money to you, but when Bernanke flips on those printing presses, that $1,000 a month isn't going to be worth much to the banks, not compared to what grabbing your home is worth and being able to resell it at a much inflated price in the new hyperinflated dollars. You always wanted to live in a million-dollar mansion? It's going to happen. Of course, it's going to look exactly like the $40,000 house your parents lived in, but it's a million-dollar mansion this time, by golly. And you will slave your life away for 30, 40 years to pay for it. Because that is what the American way is all about. Now, I want to point something out here. As people start talking about the Federal Reserve and the absolute dire necessity of getting rid of that, I want to point something out. I want to read you a quote from the Coinage Act of 1792. This is the law of the land, section 19. And be it further enacted that if any of the gold or silver coins which shall be struck or coined at the said mint shall be debased or made worse as to the proportion of the fine gold or fine silver therein contained, or shall be of less weight or value than the same out to be pursuant to the directions of this act, through the default or with the connivance of any of the officers or persons who shall be employed at the said mint for the purpose of profit or gain, or otherwise with a fraudulent intent, and if any of the said officers or persons shall embezzle any of the metals which shall be at any time be committed to their charge for the purpose of being coined, or any of the coins which shall be struck or coined at the said mint, every such officer or person who shall commit any or either of the said offenses shall be deemed guilty of felony and shall suffer death. Now you pull a quarter out of your pocket right now and you look at the edge of that. The Coinage Act of 1792 defined the U.S. quarter to be a weight measure of silver, just as the dollar is defined as a weight measure of silver. And you look at that coin you're holding that we've all been using since 1964, the year after John F. Kennedy was assassinated. It's a copper slug. It's not silver. It's not the lawful money of this country. It is exactly the kind of coinage that the Coinage Act of 1792 declares to be a felony, and the purveyors of which are subject to the death penalty. The Federal Reserve is in violation of the Coinage Act of 1792, and they should be arrested, charged, and sentenced to death. It is a capital felony fraud they perpetrated on us all in 1964. So as you look at all the reasons why we need to get the Federal Reserve, they are guilty of debasing the coinage. And under the Coinage Act of 1792, which to the best of my knowledge has never been repealed, it's a death sentence for the crime they have committed against the American people. I always talk about tar and feathers because it's metaphorical and it's traditional, it's historical and everything like this. But the Coinage Act of 1792 makes it clear, debasing the coinage in order to take the silver out of circulation and put it in their own pockets is a capital crime against the American people. Emphasis on capital. I'm not a big fan of the death penalty, but in this case, I am willing to make an exception. Now, as we get into looking at the Federal Reserve here, I mean, the way the system is set up is the Federal Reserve is allowed to create the money because it can stand behind the money. Well, where does the money go? Well, the Federal Reserve buys government bonds, and the government stands behind the government bonds. And as people like Thomas Edison pointed out, if the nation can issue a bond, it can issue a dollar bill. Why do we need the private bank? We don't. It's a scam to make the bankers rich at your expense. We'll be right back.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the economy. It's a train wreck. It's really what it is. And in this case, the engineer said, yeehaw, I'm going to crash this sucker and just see what happens here. Now, Charles Ortel, Managing Director of Newport Value Partners, did an interview with Accuracy in Media, and he basically came out and said that the Federal Reserve plan to buy $600 billion of U.S. government securities borders on the criminal, his words. Because the result will be the devaluation of the dollars in your pockets by about 20%. And that means that the loss of $10 trillion of actual net worth for every American across the country. All of the American households in this country, every single American, the total losses to you from this devaluation will be $10 trillion. They're stealing it from you. They're robbing you of your purchasing power by turning on that printing press. And we know why Bernanke is doing it, even though you know the rest of the G20 said, don't do this. American financial experts are saying, this is a disaster, don't do it. Bernanke has stated in an op-ed in the New York Times, his primary agenda is to keep the stock market propped up. And the reason he's doing that is very simple. The Federal Reserve, Goldman Sachs, the major so-called too-big-to-fail banks have all been part of the so-called plunge protection team, going back to the Clinton administration. Every time it looked like the stock market was going to correct downward, they rush in with a bunch of money and they buy a bunch of stocks to artificially inflate the demand and drive the prices back up. That's why in the middle of the worst economic disaster in our nation's history, we have outstripped the Great Depression of 1929. But despite that, the stock market is still propped up there. The end result of that is, of course, that all of these institutions have huge amounts of these stock certificates on their balance sheets, and they are now hostage to them. If the stock market was allowed to drop significantly back down to, say, 7 or 8,000 on the Dow, these banks, financial institutions, the Federal Reserve itself would be insolvent overnight. And there aren't enough trees for Ben Bernanke to print up the fresh money to cover the losses. And that is why Ben Bernanke is willing to destroy the rest of the world's economies and to loot the American households of $10 trillion of net worth in order to keep the stock market propped up. Because the banks are now hostage to that stock market, even though the stock market, it's a private club now. All the small investors are already gone. It's just Goldman Sachs and their high-frequency computer trading and a bunch of other major players are in there keeping this illusion up in the air. They're willing to sacrifice the real-world welfare of the American people in obeisance to this mathematics game, this idol of numbers they've created. If the stock market were to vanish tomorrow, it's all paper. The companies would still be there. The people would still be there. It's a paper illusion they're all worshiping, and they're sacrificing the people of America to this God made up of numbers and stock symbols. And it's sick. I don't think they're so close to it, they don't see the absurdity of it all. Now, remember that the TARP and stimulus and bailouts were all justified on the idea that we're going to take $1 trillion from the American people, we're going to give it to the bankers so the bankers can turn around and loan it back to the American people at interest. This was somebody's idea of a really good solution. I suspect it was a banker. But they're not loaning the money out. They're putting it in their own pockets with these record-setting bonuses. This year, at the height of the current depression, the Wall Street corporate officials are going to pocket bonuses amounting to 8% of the U.S. cash in circulation. Talk about unbridled greed. The money's not going back out into circulation. They're printing it up and putting it in their pockets and saying, ooh, look how butch I am. I got more money than you do. As a result of that, here in the United States of America, a third of small businesses are relying on overdraft protection and credit cards to keep their businesses going. They can't get a bank loan. They're not getting all this financing that we were told was the reason to take all this money from the public treasury, the money that should have gone for your roads and bridges and fire control and hospitals and paving and plumbing and all the rest of that. That money was given to the banks on the idea that the banks were going to loan it to small businesses and stimulate job creation. Did not happen. We are being looted. All right, we got some callers on the line. We're going to go to Don in Wisconsin. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I always just want to compliment you on how great you are for what you're doing.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you, do you have any information on, I hear 111 corporations have been exempted from the national health care and that the cost of the health care is going up astronomically to about 42 to 43 million other lesser significant people in the country?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the story just came through earlier. I'm probably going to cover that one tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
All right.
Yeah, the Obamacare was an excuse to raise your taxes. So it's going to hit on January 1, and already we're finding out that all the businesses that were supposed to play by the new rules, they're handing out exemptions. The same thing that they were doing in the Gulf of Mexico. After all the money that BP gave to Obama to win the presidency, and he's handing out all these exemptions to BP. What was the result? Boom. Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Brett in Louisiana after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Brett in Louisiana. Aloha, Brett. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I appreciate your time on this. A couple things I'd like to point out, and both of them are fact. The Federal Reserve System was brought into being, and one of the tenets of their charter was to stabilize the value of the dollar by avoiding inflation at all costs. It failed miserably.
Yeah, failed miserably.
Okay, then if you follow the same charter, their agreement with the U.S. government is to repay the interest in gold. There's no agreement to repay the principal whatsoever, which means that literally we can never pay off the debt at all.
Yeah, it's set up by design that way. But getting back to that situation where the interest to the Federal Reserve owed by the U.S. government is payable in gold, you know, after a while, obviously the U.S. government runs out of gold. Maybe that's why we've got all these tungsten bars down there in Fort Knox.
Well, it's not just Fort Knox. What about last year when they attempted to pay off part of the Chinese debt in the same tungsten gold coat?
Yeah, and the Chinese were not happy about that at all. Their investigation is saying that this swap of the tungsten-clad bars for real gold bars took place back in the Clinton administration, which I think would time out rather nicely with this magical government budget surplus.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so much, and the people are finally waking up to all these facts.
Yeah, they are. They got to be getting angry. Their lives are being looted. I mean, just sitting there in front of your computer or your radio, the money in your pocket is losing value the instant Bernanke turns on that printing press, and he's got no reason not to do it. You know, he's saving. Yeah, it's theft by magic. It's like Harry Potter and Voldemort waved his wand and said, "Your money is moving to my pocket." And that's exactly what's happening.
True. So very true. All right. Mm-hmm. I thank you for your time, Michael. It's just something I felt should be pointed out was the fact that the interest alone is an agreement to be repaid in gold.
That's exactly right.
And there's no agreement whatsoever to repay the principal.
After 100 years, I mean, how much of the nation's gold is now in the hands of the Federal Reserve? Maybe that's why all of a sudden all the world's bankers are saying go back to the gold standard. They've got the gold now.
Yeah.
When we had the gold standard before, the gold was in the possession of the government, and the bankers said, oh, no, we can't have a gold standard. And now here we are where the gold has been transferred to the bankers, and now they're screaming they want a gold standard. Bunch of greedy bastards. Thanks a lot for the phone call, Brett. We're going to switch over to Ryan in Texas. Aloha, Ryan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's going on, man? I just want to make two quick points. I want to point out the Shanghai building that for 28 floors this morning and stayed perfectly standing tall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's amazing. I think the American people should use that as a reference, that an entire 28-floor building burns and the building stays perfectly standing. I think that's something to be looked at.
Oh, we have tons of those now. I mean, in the entire history of steel-framed skyscraper construction, only three buildings have ever collapsed, supposedly due to fire, and all three of them were in the same place, in the same, Tower 1, Tower 2, and Building 7. And, you know, and if you look at the actual fires at Building 7, they're nothing. They look like movie fires set up against the window to make it look like the place is burning.
And a few floors. That's it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, basically, and there's no hot core to the fire at all. You see, I've done fake fire in movie and TV production.
Right.
And it's always, you know, we put some gas jets at the window and the flame comes out and, oh, the building's on fire. But you never see that hot glowing core that it really marks an involved building fire. What
Absolutely.
I think happened is Flight 93 was supposed to crash into Building 7. If you go back to the Nodé Brothers documentary, 9/11, the firefighters are told a third plane is coming in. And I think the flight crew of Flight 93 got their plane under control. They had to be shot down. But the perpetrators of 9/11 still had to bring down building number 7 because they couldn't very well let people go back in and find the pre-placed cutter charges and thermite. So somebody ran through the building and set a few fires in the window so it looked like there was a fire, and then they brought the thing down and said, ooh, the fire brought it down. But it absolutely makes no sense, especially when you consider that Building 7, being a federal building with federal offices, was built far more fireproof and far stronger and far more explosive-proof than a normal building would be, like the one in Shanghai. These federal buildings are extra fireproof, extra bomb-proof, extra strong and sturdy. They're way beyond the normal building code. That's what makes them acceptable as federal buildings. And this, this idea that a few office fires are going to bring it down, with all the load-bearing members failing at the exact same split second, of course, it's completely impossible. The Shanghai fire, and people are pointing out, this just sort of underscores the fact that the towers, and especially Building 7, could not have collapsed just from the fire. And we've got, at the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, we've got a videotaped eyewitness report of somebody who reported an explosion in the tower before the first airplane had even hit. We've got, I reprised that expanded version of the World Trade Center 7 collapse video that captures the explosion that initiates the collapse. So this is a done deal. Everybody now knows. The buildings were brought down. They were helped being brought down. We even found, and this is the one that's really interesting, we found that clip from George Bush where he's trying to claim that, the witnesses are right, there were explosives in the towers and the terrorists put them there. And we waterboarded Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, 130 times, and he said, yes, I did it, whatever. And they tried to basically square the story of the explosions and the sound, the evidence of explosions, by saying, the terrorists did it. And, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is, if the terrorists had explosives in the building, why did they need to go through the thing with the airplanes?
Yep.
And the government went, we'll have to get back to you on that one. And plus, let me finish. We had all these people coming out of, you know, the survivors from the World Trade Towers who said, yeah, we saw the workmen putting the bombs in there. And they didn't look like Arabs. They had security ID tags and they had an elevator reserved to them. And of course, once that started coming out, the bombs in the building went away again and we're back to, it was only the airplanes. But the evidence is there. There were bombs. Bush at one time tried to blame them on the terrorists. When that didn't make any logical sense, then they said, oh, that's last week's story. It's no longer operational. There were no bombs, and you're a filthy anti-Semite commie fag junkie if you say there were.
I just also wanted to tell the American people to buy silver, position themselves, get ready, buy silver.
Absolutely, absolutely. Silver is a good thing to own. Gold is a good thing to own, tantalum, platinum, any of the strategic materials, but put your hand on the actual metal.
IRAs, no accounts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's none junk. You got a physical possession.
Right, physical possession. None of these paper gold and silver gold investment things, they're already oversubscribed. That's why Alex Jones and Max Kaiser are basically saying, buy real metal silver. If everybody in America bought an ounce of silver, that they'd bring down J.P. Morgan Chase and Company because they're oversold. They sold more certificates than they had silver to cover. They're playing same reserve games that the bankers always do, and they're going to get caught short on it.
Yes, sir, and everyone who buys silver will gain from it.
Right now with Bernanke running that printing press, there's no way you can lose money by investing in metals right now. It's absolutely the best thing that's out there, and even more telling, we are getting word that the government of China is running a massive ad campaign among their people to buy and possess metallic silver. And I think China understands that's going to shift the world market. It's going to increase demand. It's going to drive the price up. Everybody will start buying silver. And all of these American financial institutions that are in these huge short positions are in trouble because you can't make a printing press that's going to create silver out of thin air.
Right.
And people aren't going to take the paper anymore.
That's right. Buy silver, Americans. Buy it.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Fantabulous. Thank you very much for the call here. Let's see. The economy is so bad. How bad is it? Apparently, Hugh Hefner is having to sell the Playboy Mansion. And I am so sad to hear that because I have so many positive memories of that place before I met Claire. But, I talk about a sign of the time when the Playboy Mansion goes on the block. Oh, man. Now, we are seeing more indications that Europe is going back into major economic problems. And, of course, that's always going to be the case. When you have a private central bank issuing the public currency at interest, the doom of that nation is inevitable because you can never, ever pay back the debt. The instant that first pretty printed piece of paper goes into circulation, whether it's a U.S. note or a British pound or an Irish note or whatever, you are trapped and slave and hostage to that bank, and the debt keeps going up, and it becomes unpayable. Now, apparently, about a week ago, last Wednesday, there was actually a run on one of the main banks in Ireland. It was not even hardly reported here in the United States of America, but there was a run. And so Ireland looks to be in serious trouble, and because of the European Union and everything all linked together, remember the joys of globalism, when one goes down, going to drag the rest of the system down with it. And so now there is a renewed debt crisis all over Europe. As I said before, the French people are trying to organize where they're all going to pull their money out of the banks of France on the same day, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. And, of course, because they're also on a paper currency, their private central bank will just print up a bunch of paper notes and stick them in the bank. So, here, put it out there. But it does make the point that the people of the world are beginning to realize the bank isn't their friend. The bank is the enemy. And we need to basically pull away from the bank and not give them our business any longer. Now, let's see. We already talked about Eric Cantor basically swearing undying fealty to Israel, apparently promising Netanyahu the Republican Party will be a check on the Obama administration when it comes to Israel. You know, kind of like last May when Israel hijacked that U.S. flagged ship and kidnapped a bunch of Americans and they shot the kid from New York in the head. We, the GOP, would have stopped Obama from making a big stink about it. Of course, he didn't make a stink about it, but he could have, only he didn't. But if he had, we would have stopped him. You know, did you ever think you would live to see the U.S. Congress abase and and grovel itself before a foreign power? Man, oh man, I mean, you know, Hitler would have loved this Congress. Yes, anything you want, you can have. My goodness. Once again, over because of legal action by activists, more Israeli government documents regarding Gaza have been forced into the public eye, and again underscores that Israel has a deliberate policy of starving the people of Gaza, not out of self-defense or preservation, but in order to force them to surrender their elected government and accept proxy Israeli rule through Fatah. This is exactly what the USSR tried to do to West Berlin in 1948 with the Berlin blockade. And back then, the world responded with the Berlin airlift on the premise that one government does not have the right to starve another people into accepting foreign rule. For some reason today, we have lost that wisdom. We don't seem to think that that's such a big deal anymore. All right, we talked about Hillary giving away $3 million of your dollars every single day for the next 90 days so that Israel will leave the bulldozers parked on the outskirts of these Palestinian towns for a while. Now, this is kind of an interesting story. As you know, New York Representative Charles Rangel is facing an ethics hearing. I know, no big deal. They're all up on ethics hearings from time to time. But this was rather interesting little display of chutzpah. He excused himself from his own ethics hearing, claiming that he didn't have counsel yet and had not had time to set up a legal defense fund that people could donate bribe money to in order so that when he escapes his ethics situation, he'll know who he owes favors to. And so he basically took a walk on that, and I'm rather pleased to admit that the ethics committee did not go along with that. A California representative, Zoe Lofgren, who's the chairwoman of the House Ethics Committee, said that they're going to go ahead without him. If he doesn't want to show up and defend himself, that's fine, but they are proceeding with the hearings about his ethics violations. Now, probably the big story from over this last weekend, and it's not really new news. I'm not exactly sure why it came out now, but the idea was that some documents have surfaced. Basically, there's this 600-page report that was written in 2006, and it's only being released by the Justice Department today, saying that the United States gave a safe haven to Nazi war criminals following World War II. Okay, this is not really, you know, a shock. A guy by the name of Wernher von Braun was the father of the Saturn V and the space program, basically, single-handedly kept us, you know, allowed us to catch up with and then surpass the Russians. Sort of a running joke. Our German Nazi scientists were better than the Russians' German Nazi scientists. And it really did come down to that, because when the Russians and the Allies were closing in on Peenemünde, it was a race. Everybody wanted those rockets. Everybody wanted those scientists. And half the scientists said, well, we're going to go over to the Soviets, and the other half said, well, we're going to go with the Americans, and they just started walking until they ran into the crew. And there was a thing called Operation Paperclip, where the U.S. was grabbing all of the German technology as war prize and war booty and bringing it back to the United States of America, and Ampex got the wire recorder technology, and they were handing out all the goodies and stuff like this. And Wernher von Braun and the German rocket scientists were put out in the deserts of New Mexico to work on rebuilding the V-2s and moving us all into the space age. So it's not really a new story, and I'm wondering why it came out right now. But, you know, this is an old joke. I heard this when I was at NASA years ago, that when the German rocket scientists were still in New Mexico reconstructing the V-2s, the only entertainment they had were movies that were provided by the U.S. government, most of which tended to be the old serial, The Cisco Kid. And so the German rocket scientists learned to speak English with a pronounced Mexican accent, which really confused a lot of people. I remember von Braun used to always joke about how he and his German scientists had been in Huntsville, Alabama, which is where the rocket center was developed, longer than 90% of the other residents. And he always used to go around saying, you can tell us long-term Huntsville residents by our southern drawl and, you know, big laughter and everything. But it's not a new story. It's not a new story at all. Mengele was actually a dentist in New Jersey for a couple of years before the pressure got too much and he went down to South America. And basically it was the Americans turned a blind eye to the war crimes because they wanted the technology. They wanted the records. They wanted the results of the scientific experiments. And not just the Germans, with the Japanese too, with some of their experiments on the logs that were given a free pass. These things happened. It's not a new story. I don't know why it's coming out now. I really don't. All right, we're coming up here to the last break for our show today. We're going to take a break for some commercials. And when we come on back, we're going to be talking about Geraldo Rivera and Mythbusters and the Huffington Post. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendovite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendovite.
Extendovite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendovite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendovite. To get your Extendovite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. Now, obviously, a huge ruckus, if you will, greeted Geraldo Rivera, who over the weekend on his show, he gave a little bit of airtime to some of the 9/11 truth movement. And it was a major departure because in the past, Geraldo Rivera on his show has stated flat out that the 9/11 truth movement are a bunch of kooks, and nutcases, and he was just very, very insulting. So I think it surprised a lot of people when he sort of took a middle ground. He was looking for opportunities to sort of poke fun at the 9/11 truthers, and they didn't give him an opportunity. And so at the basic end, he basically took the position of, well, I don't know what's going on. It's clear there are people who know more about this than I do, which is very generous and magnanimous. We also noticed earlier today on the Huffington Post, when they were reporting on this building in Shanghai that burned without collapsing, that people talking about 9/11 and comparing this to World Trade Center 7 were being allowed to comment on the story. This is also a departure for Huffington Post, who up until recently, anybody who wanted to talk about 9/11, their posts were deleted. So we're getting this sort of acceptance to the idea that maybe the 9/11 truth, there's something that must be respected and acknowledged, if not admitted to, by the corporate media. Which brings me, of course, to MythBusters, because if you go over to their online forums, it is still emblazoned all across every one of the news groups. Any posts about 9/11 will be deleted. And, you know, this is so last century for Adam and Jamie to be basically taking this attitude at a time when Geraldo Rivera and Huffington Post are accepting the inevitable. The American people understand the government has lied to us all. And really, that's what it comes down to. Now, I'm not one of those people who's calling for a new investigation. I don't think we need one. I think the American people already know everything they really need to know about 9/11. We got lied to, just like Saddam's nuclear bombs, just as we got lied to about quantitative easing, just as we got lied to about so many things. We live in an age of lies. We have spent our entire lives with a government and a corporate media and a school system that controls our brains by controlling what we know. We are the most lied to people on the planet Earth, and we need to basically fight our way through to the truth. Nobody's going to give it to you for free, except for Republic Broadcasting. Plug, 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 plug. The corporate media is out there to sell you something, to sell you a new car, to sell you a new TV, to sell you Christmas shopping, to sell you a war, to sell you a candidate. That's their job. That's their job, is to just collect you all up, put you into a receptive state of mind, and then do the pitch. If you want to know what's going on in the world, you must become your own best researcher. You must become your own best analyst. And I think more and more Americans are doing that every day, and that's why I don't think we need another investigation. You know, it'd be a waste of tax money. It's just another opportunity for the government to try and lie to you. They're never going to admit that they were wrong. Neither will the corporate media. And we don't need them to. I do not need the corporate media or the government to tell me that my conclusions about 9/11 are correct. I refuse to give them that power over my mind, and so should you. And on that happy thought, we're going to call it quits for today. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until tomorrow, aloha.
It's true.